As Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib always says, the first flight is about to take off the 21st night. Make sure we get on the flight. Then you have 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Only Allah knows when the night of Qadr will come. We should make little bit more ibadat, little bit more sacrifice. The ulama ikram have been looking forward to the last 10 nights. All our kabirin. Please check if your car is not obstructing anyway. And generally we find those running the race or the marathon, some of them save their energy for the last couple of laps and give it the best. So that's what we say, we give it the best in the last few nights, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. We'll read Surah Mulk, inshallah. Whoever reads Surah Mulk, whoever reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward of standing awake on the night of Laylul Qadr. What if tonight is the night of Laylul Qadr? Subhanallah, what rewards we will get. Surah Mulk, each and every one should try and learn it. 30 ayat, it should save us from azab-e qabr, inshallah. And who knows what is our condition in the qabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Nobody came back from the qabristan to tell us what is happening there. So whatever a'mal we do, whatever little ibadat we do, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ajr azim in this world and ajr azim in the hereafter. The Quran that we recite will come as a shield in the grave. It will intercede on our behalf, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. So make it a habit of reciting Surah Mulk every night, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الحديث في النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Being the first night, we have heard this hadith before, just to remind ourselves again, refresh our memories. This hadith is a very famous hadith. Listen very attentively to this and inshallah you will find how you will benefit from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever a group of people sit down in any of the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they assemble in any masjid. For this purpose, to recite the Qur'an, to teach it to one another, يَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So somebody will recite, others will listen. Or there will be tafsir of some ayat or some hadith. Some deen talk will take place. Some advices will be given. When they sit for this purpose, and one hadith it is said, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, where they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the benefit that they will derive is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon them sakina. Sakina simply means tranquility, serenity, contentment of the heart. They will feel very, very peaceful. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and Allah's special mercy will surround them. They will be enveloped by Allah's rahmat. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and Allah will mention them by those people who are by Him, that is the angels. In other words, Allah will boast to the angels and Allah will talk about these gatherings to His angels, reminding the angels that once upon a time when Allah said He is going to create Adam alayhi salatu salam, the angels said that you are going to create such a person who is going to spill blood in the earth. Allah says, you do not know what I know. And then Allah will remind them that these same insan who I created, and you said we are there to make your dhikr and your tasbih, why are you creating insan? What is my insan doing? What are my bandas doing? They are taking my name, they are making my dhikr, they are reciting the Quran, they are making a sacrifice, listening to some deen talk taking place. So every day when we sit here, keep this hadith in the back of our mind and see inshallah what we will feel. It's as though we sat here yesterday, 1 year has passed by so fast, so quick. We are sitting in a washing machine, all of us require to be purified. We put soiled, dirty clothes in a washing machine. Some are more dirty than others. I am definitely the most dirtiest. I'm not saying out of humility or anything. I'm not sitting as a muslih here, because those are for the akabiri and the mashayikh. I'm sitting as a student of deen. Nabi Karim Sam entered the masjid once. He saw two halaqas, two gatherings. One was making the dhikr of Allah. The other was engaged in some deeni talim. And this is what he said, kilahuma ala khair. Very important for us to understand this. Both are on khair. Both are excellent. Both are very good. So this we should always understand. Don't feel we are doing something and others are not doing it, so we are better than them, we are superior. No. We all are muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. But after saying both are very good, he sat in the gathering where there was some deeni talim taking place. And then he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I have been sent as a teacher to humanity. So I'm a student, inshallah, whatever I have learned, inshallah, I will try and share it with you so that we will benefit. And this washing machine is going to make some 10 spins, inshallah. By the time the Ramadan terminates, inshallah, we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that we will come out completely purified from here. We have got no strength. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's only Allah's fazal, Allah's karam that we are actually sitting here. None of us had that strength, that power, and could plan, we'll sit here, do this. Nothing of that sort. Many people were with us, no longer with us. Allah make them maghfirat. Allah grant them jannatul firdaus and lighten the qabr of nur. We are lucky that Allah has given us this chance, and as Maulana said, and also Maulana always mentioned, the first flight has taken place, has already commenced. Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us, Allah gave us a tawfiq. But while sitting here, do not think bad of any other person who is not here. Should not worry who's here, who's not here. Even if one person is sitting here or nobody is sitting here, we all have to search for Laylatul Qadr. Allah alone knows best when it is Laylatul Qadr. In the Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that Rasulullah said that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd night of the last 10 nights. Could be the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Allah knows best. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person by the name of Bishri Hafi, very famous, we always say Rahmatullahi Ali, such a great buzurg. But if you look at his past life, what was he? He was a sharabi kababi, a drunkard, living a life full of sin. No Allah in his life, no deen in his life, but he just saw a piece of paper once, looked at it properly, realized that the kalima was written. Suddenly the azmat of the kalima entered his heart. He realized what it was. He went home. He cleansed himself. He applied ether on it. And he kept it in a very high position. This is my Allah's name. La ilaha illallah. My Nabi's name, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overnight Allah changed his condition. Overnight. Allah looks for little excuses. It's not the lengthy namazes we will make. Yes, we have to try. We will endeavor. Nabiya Kareem some every night made such long sajdas that his feet will become swollen. And the last 10 nights, jadda. Now I've explained to you, jadda, it'll take us half an hour. Jadda simply means to be very, very serious, dedicated, to be absorbed in something. Not worried about this side and that side or any other person, to be very serious in one's ibadat. So Nabiya Kareem became so serious in his ibadat in the last 10 nights. Now can you imagine what ibadat he must have made? And then he would tie the lungi, meaning he would now not even sleep with his wives, and he would awaken his entire family so that the entire night they would be awake in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are awake, we'll require some sleep. But every moment is valuable. While sitting here, even though we might not be making zikrullah, but we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps something is being said now and some person, it causes some change in his heart, sincerely he makes tawbah. I like the incident of time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, just because it is the first night, I'm just taking a few more minutes. When there was drought, and Allah said, oh Musa, there is a certain person here or a group of people, because of them I'm not sending rain. Until and unless they are not moving away from this gathering, you're not going to get any rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Allah, who is it? Now look at the answer Allah gives. Ya Musa, lastu bihattakin wala namma. Oh Musa, I am not a person who makes ghibat of people. I am not a slanderer. I am not a person. I am not that zat, that being who opens the faults of my bandas. I will never reveal that to you. Musa alayhi salam tells his people, see, there is somebody here, because of him Allah is not sending down rain. And that person or the group of people immediately, in their heart, very sincerely, they cry to Allah. Ya Allah, ilah al-alameen, we have come to your door. Haribin, we are running away from our gunas. We are knocking at your door. Oh Allah, do not make us ruswa. Do not make us humiliated and disgraced in front of our people. Oh Allah, forgive us. They hardly finish their tawbah when Allah sent down rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is astonished. No person has moved from this gathering. Oh Allah, what is it? Allah said, it is the same people because of whom I sent drought it is because of those bandas of mine I have sent down rain. So let us not look at the physical appearance of the person. Yes, we will try, inshallah. We will keep our beards and keep our sunnat libas. We will make that effort. But let us not look down upon any person. Let us encourage, inshallah, this masjid will become full with our youngsters. Tomorrow, Saturday night, instead of wasting so many people, wallah, this is going to pass time till Zuhr. Let us each person bring two or three youngsters with kind, soft words, solely for the pleasure of Allah, not to fill the masjid and say, mashallah, we are such a big crowd and such a big gathering. No, that should not be our niyat. Allah does not look at numbers, but with concern and love for our youngsters. No use the whole year we talk, our youngsters are like this, they are like that. Allah wants them to shed a few tears only. And then you see those youngsters, suddenly their whole life is changed. So inshallah, every day we'll give some advices, but I've chosen this year, inshallah, we will speak on some sahaba, which if some sahabi, there are so many sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, 124,000 plus, minus even more. But at random, we will just choose a few. Because many times we hear in the bayan, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Ibn Abbas said, Abu Huraira said, Bilal, we don't know these sahaba. So we don't appreciate the statement that is being made. We don't understand the value and importance of these ahadith and the tafsir and the ahadith that is being given. And if you look at the lives of these sahaba, they were the men around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were those shining stars. These are the people who we should look to change our life and to attain the sunnat life and gain the jannat. Today I have chosen Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'udin radiallahu ta'ala an. He was the sixth person to accept Islam. That means he was one of the forerunners of Islam. Remember, those who accepted Islam initially, they went through a very hard life. So he says, I am the sixth person to accept Islam. His agnomen, his nickname as we will say, was Abu Abdul Rahman. He came from the Hudhali tribe. He was Hudhali. He accepted Islam even before Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the 40th person to accept Islam. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud accepted Islam around the same time as the sister of Sayyidina Umar and the brother-in-law of Sayyidina Umar had accepted Islam. What was his occupation, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? He was a shepherd. And he was a shepherd of Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayt. Now who was Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayt? He was an arch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one who took the intestine of the camel and placed it on the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was that person who tried to strangle Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he was the shepherd of Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayt. He says, Kuntu ghulaman yafi'an, I was a youngster grazing the shepherd of my master when two people came. Who were the two people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So they asked me to give them some milk from one of the goats. I said, I cannot do this. Inni mu'tamanun, although he was not a Muslim as yet. But he was a very honest person. He said, no, my master hasn't given permission. So Nabi Kareem says, alright, give me such a goat that's not giving any milk whatsoever. He takes the goat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his Mubarak hands on the udder of this animal and suddenly it brings out so much of milk that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu is shocked. And Nabi Kareem had uttered some words. He had taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after he completed, he sent back the animal. It was normal as it was. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr drank. Ibn Mas'ud goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, teach me these words. Allimni ma qulta, what you have said, teach me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and told him, Innaka mu'allamun, don't worry, you will be a person who will be taught. Now just remember this, you will be a third person who will be well educated. The same Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, shortly after this, Allah gives him hidayat, accepts Islam. As time goes by, he becomes one of the very great fuqaha of Islam. He becomes a faqih, a jurist. He becomes a mufassir of the Quran. He becomes such a learned scholar of Islam that it is mentioned when the sahaba should sit and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is present, they would focus their attention to him and see what he has to say. Nabi Kareem says that if you want to learn Quran, learn it from four sahaba. Ibn Ummi Abd, that was his name. He was known as Ibn Ummi Abd. Ummi Abd was his mother's name, Ummi Abd. And he was the son of Ummi Abd, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The other person was Mu'adh bin Jabal, Ubay radiallahu ta'ala, and Salim radiallahu ta'ala, these four Sahaba. So imagine if Nabiya Kareem is saying they're going to learn Quran from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what his position must be like. Nabiya Kareem said, if you want to listen to Quran and you want to learn the Quran fresh, as though it just came down now, then go to Ibn Mas'ud and learn it from him. Very thin. Physically, he was very thin. Very thin legs he had. I'm mentioning these things deliberately because of two reasons. The first reason. Once Nabiya Kareem tells him, go up and get me a branch of some tree to get a miswak. So as he climbs up, very short he was, very thin. As he went up, the wind blew a bit. So his calves were exposed, a little portion of his leg became exposed. Other Sahaba looked up at him and they began to laugh. Said, look at his leg, so thin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi heard this. You and I also do the same thing. Hey, look at that guy, such thin legs he's got. Sahaba laughed. They were human beings. They were not mocking, they just laughed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi heard this. And he said, oh my Sahaba, wallah, I take Allah's qasam. Lahumma afqalu fil mizani min jabali Uhud. On the day of Qiyamah, these legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud will be more weightier than the mountain of Uhud. More weightier than the mountain of Uhud. Can you imagine what a Sahabi he must be? Full of istiqamat. Such a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A genuine mu'min. Second reason. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu is sitting with Sahaba. He says, again, beginning of Islam. He says, which Sahabi is prepared to go to the haram? And in front of the kuffar and mushrikeen, he is prepared to recite the Quran aloud. Nobody stood up. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud stands up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sits down. Because he knows he's very weak. And if he goes there, they're going to kill him. Again, he stood up. For a third time, each time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him no. Somebody might say, the Sahaba told him no. Because we require somebody who's got some relatives there. Perhaps if somebody hits him, they can defend him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, let me go. So he goes. He goes to the Haram Sharif, the chief, the leaders are sitting there, and he starts to recite. They hear, what is he reciting? Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Qur'an. Subhanallah, what a beautiful surah. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Qur'an, Khalaq al-Insan. The moment they hear this, they begin to beat him. You are reciting the same thing that Muhammad is saying. And they begin to hit him. They beat him so terribly. Among them is Abu Jahl, who takes the face of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, slaps him, tears his ear open. He's bleeding. He goes to Rasulullah crying. Sahaba see, they knew this is going to happen. But as he's approaching, Jibreel comes, alayhi salatu salam, smiling. Nabi Sam says, Yabki ibn Mas'ud, wa tadhaku anta ya Jibreel? Oh Jibreel, you are smiling, and my Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is crying? What is it? Jibreel says, soon you will know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few years later, Battle of Badr takes place. A long story, I'm making it very short. Otherwise, we'll speak one whole hour bayan. People are tired also. Abu Jahl is killed by two youngsters. Inshallah, some other time I'll explain this. But when he is killed, or he is put onto the ground, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud sees him. The final blow is given by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, goes there, and he's so weak that he sits on the chest of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is lying on the floor. He's hurt. And these are the last few moments. So when he sits on his chest, I told you he was very weak, so he managed to sit on the chest. He couldn't do anything else. Abu Jahl looks at him. His eyes were closed, and he sees somebody on top of him. He says, who is it? Oh, you shepherd. Now look at the arrogance of Abu Jahl. He says, you shepherd. You are sitting on my chest. He's saying, you are sitting on a very high position. Pride, arrogance. You've got a very high position today. You want to kill me? Take my sword because you'll be able to do the job quicker. And then also, if you're going to chop off my head, then chop it off from very close down my neck, not from above, so that more portion of my body will become exposed. People will still see me and have an awe and respect for my head after I'm gone. This was his arrogance. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarded Abu Jahl as Fir'aun Ummati, the Fir'aun of my ummah. The other Firaun who we know in the Quran tonight also we recited, terrible, died without Iman. But when he was drowning, it was too late to accept Iman then. But at that moment he said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. Although his Iman was not accepted, but at that moment he still said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. And this Firaun, Abu Jahl, he says, go and give your Muhammad وسلم, the message that I hate him the most. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was responsible for cutting off and severing the head of Abu Jahl. This Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wuzu water, the miswak, the shoes, na'alain sharifain of Nabi specifically, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would carry. He would help Nabi Kareem to put on his slippers, his shoes, and he would remove it gently for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he would tuck it into his sleeve and look after it. He would also carry the asa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walk with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give him his asa whenever he required. He was so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had special permission. Besides him and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, no other sahabi had this permission that they could enter the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by just lifting that parda when they knew definitely Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there and he was not busy with any of his wives. Just by hearing his voice, they were given permission just to enter that. Others had to stand outside, seek permission, then only they could enter. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he was like a household person. Some sahaba said, when we accepted Islam, then we used to think that he is part of Ahlul Bayt. Because every time we see him coming in and out of the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now can you imagine what a sahabi he was? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala'an. He says, I learnt 70 surahs from the mouth, from the Mubarak mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means directly. 70 surahs. My ustad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 surahs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned beautifully, I am happy for my ummah what Ibn Mas'ud is happy for my ummah. Whatever Ibn Mas'ud is not happy with, disappointed, or he's not happy with, then I am also not happy for my ummah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that the way Nabi Kareem would walk and his appearance or his style, his manner, his akhlaq, Ibn Mas'ud resembled Nabi Kareem a lot in that nature. Nabi Kareem also mentioned, if I had to make any person Amir without any mashwara, whenever we appoint somebody, they will make mashwara. What is your opinion? Who should we make Amir? A person like Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that as long as Ibn Mas'ud is in our presence, they call him Hibr. Hibr means priest, mufti, sheikh, very learned scholar. As long as he is in our presence, don't ask me any question. Don't ask me any fatwa. Go and ask him. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, every ayat of the Quran that was revealed, I know why it was revealed, when it was revealed. And if I have to come to know any person more knowledgeable than myself, who has got some knowledge more than myself regarding any ayat, and even if it means I have to undertake a very long and tedious journey, I will do so. He is passing away. He is visited by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Usman radiallahu ta'ala saying, What are you complaining of? What's the problem? What's the sickness? He says, Dhunubi, my sins. He says, my sins. What do you desire? What do you want now? Last minute, I can get you something. He says, yes. What is it? He says, Rahmatu Rabbi, the mercy of my Allah. Can I call you a doctor? He says, At-tabibu amradani. The doctor made me sick. Meaning, referring to Allah. Allah gave me the sickness. He says, why don't I stipulate some money from the Baitul Mal for you? He says, I don't need anything. What about your daughters? You have got daughters. Who is going to look after them? What is the jawab Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu gives? He says, I have taught my daughters to recite Surah Waqi'ah every day, and that will be sufficient for them, because as I heard my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever recites Surah Waqi'ah daily, then faqah, poverty will never afflict him. He was plus minus 60 years old when he passed away, and his janazah was, he passed away in Madina Munawwara. He is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala performed his janazah. So this was in brief Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Remember, we have came for a maqsad. We want to reach our destination, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah fill our hearts with his genuine ishq. Really, brothers, this is like a dream that we are sitting again in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah cleanse our hearts now. We are tired of committing those gunas. We have heard whole lives, bayans upon bayans upon bayans upon bayans. We have listened so much. We have read so much. Allah knows best how long we are going to live again. And we are tired of committing gunas. Let us spend this few moments making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this form of dhikr is for the sake of ta'aleem. Just for to learn how to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that on our own also, at homes also, wherever we are, we should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.
Nabiya Kareem Sallam said, whoever recites Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyumu wa atubu ilay, then if he has committed sins that are equivalent to the foam of the oceans, then too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all his gunas.
Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah.
Imagine ourselves sitting now and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut comes on the exact time, not 1 second early, not 1 second late. So it's impossible that he comes and gives us a chance. However, if we have to just imagine now that if we are given a chance, another 10 minutes you've got left. And now make the istighfar of your life. Make istighfar like that we're not going to get another chance. Don't worry what the next person or what he's going to say. If somebody cried, people will talk about us the rest of their lives. We've got nobody else to answer to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Really, ikhlas is like walking on a tight rope. Little bit will go here off. We have lost all our efforts, all our amal. Sitting here will mean nothing then. So let us not worry about the next person. If we have to cry, if Allah makes us cry, we cry. And Allah wants us to cry. If we can't cry, then make the face of a crying person. Now think of our gunas that we have committed. And Allah, we have come here for tawbat al-nasuha. We have come to cleanse ourselves.
Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. La ilaha illa Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi Sam mentioned afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, we're removing from our heart every god, every ilah, every deity. Illallah, besides Allah. We take all the filth out, all the spiritual maladies, hasad, kina, boast, pride, jealousy, malice, all the love for the world, the filthy things we did. Our hearts have become so corroded, so heavy, that we can't get the ladat of Allah's name anymore. So we're removing it. And then some noor is filling our hearts completely when you say illallah.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. Take the name of Allah in the most sweetest way possible. Lover is meeting his beloved. He's surrounded the house. He's going around and around, taking the name of his beloved, waiting for the door to open. Just now that door will open, that window will open. Allahu Akbar. And Allah's mercy comes pouring down upon us. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. No name we can take in this world that will bring such sweetness and has such beauty in the name beside the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take the name of Allah, feel that every atom, particle of this world is saying Allah, Allah. Every hair on our body is saying Allah, Allah. Every leaf of the trees is saying Allah. The trees in the world all are swinging and saying Allah, Allah. The animals are saying Allah, Allah. The fish are saying Allah, Allah. The birds are saying Allah, Allah. Every human being, every mu'min is saying Allah, Allah. The jinnat is saying Allah, Allah.
All the planets are saying Allah, Allah. The sun is saying Allah, Allah. The moon is saying Allah, Allah. Every single star is saying Allah, Allah. The billions of creatures Allah has kept in the universe is saying Allah, Allah. Wa in min shayin illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Every single creation of Allah is making the tasbih of Allah, but we cannot understand the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, 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 Allah.
Brothers, we have got so much things to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have said, make a short dua, not a long dua. You'll try your best to keep in time. But sometimes when a person is desperate, we require our parishani to be removed. We want Allah to forgive us. We've got such a long list, so many things we desire. So sometimes we get carried away, but inshallah we'll try our best to just keep in time, inshallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka shukru kullu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. All praise is due to you, Allah. You are so beautiful, Ya Allah. You are so loving, so caring. You have got such sweetness in your name, Ya Allah. We made just little bit of your dhikr, Ya Allah. And such sweetness it brings to our tongues and our hearts, Ya Allah. If we had clean hearts, imagine, Ya Allah, then what we would have enjoyed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot truly praise you. You are exactly what you have praised yourself. La nuhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen. Wa ya akhir al-akhirin. Wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen. Wa ya rahim al-masakeen. Wa ya arham al-rahimeen. Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان ولله الأسماء الحسنى. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful names, such beautiful sifat. We can go on and on hymning your names and taking your praise. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the possessor, Ya Allah, of that mighty arsh, Ya Allah. You are the controller of the entire universe. Every single creation, Ya Allah, is your makhluk. You have created. You are the supreme being. You are the controller. You are the nourisher. You are the provider. You are our guardian. You are our protector. You are our Mawla. You are our master. Oh Allah, you love us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, Ya Allah. Send durood and salam upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada, daiman abada
على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله forgive all of us مالك يا مالك او مالك كريم الله اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فعفو عنا يا كريم you love to forgive يا الله forgive us we have come with this maqsad every single brother here our sisters mothers wives at home they are listening over the receivers ya Allah there's so many people ya Allah at this moment throughout the universe in this country in many parts of the world in your harameen sharifeen duas are being made qiyamul layl is taking place ya Allah in different masajid people are sitting making itikaf malik e kareem ya Allah at this time when the ummah requires you the most ya Allah this ummah is so pareshan Ya Allah, it is because we have transgressed. We have ignored. We have disobeyed you. We have turned away. Ya Allah. But before the day of Qiyamah, we recite in tonight's ayats. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا Ya Allah, it will be said, you will tell your angels to say, Ya Allah, you will say, today we will ignore you, because you ignored me in the world. My Nabi came to you, Quran was recited to you, people propagated deen to you, you ignored, you had a don't care attitude, you turned away. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we will require every drop of your mercy, Ya Allah, if that day you ignored, if you ignore us, What will happen to us, Ya Allah? Tonight we recited, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ One group will go to Jannat, one to Jahannam. Malik e Kareem, you have given us this chant tonight. تَوْبَةً نَسُوحَ مَانْغْ رَيْهِ Hey Malik e Kareem, تیرے دروازہ پر, Ya Allah, ہم کٹ کٹا رہے ہیں, Ya Allah, تیرے دربار میں حاضر ہیں, Ya Allah, تیرے فضل و کرم سے, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not make us خاسرین. Don't make us losers, Ya Allah. Hey Malik, change our sayyat wa hasanat. You are that mighty Allah who can change a person's bad deeds to good deeds. You have mentioned in the Quran, Yubaddirullahu sayyatim hasanat. Ya Allah, you always speak, you only speak the truth, Ya Allah. Your kalam is true, Ya Allah. We have come with only good sayyat. Your Nabi has mentioned, Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Your Nabi has mentioned that you have said in the Hadith of Qudsi, Allah, we have learned that, O Ibn Adam, if you come with a world full of khataya and gunas, O Allah, you have said if we make tawbah, you will replace us with a world full of your maghfirat. You will forgive us completely. Sar se pair tak, Ya Allah, hum to gunegar hai, Ya Allah. Hum to mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so disloyal to you. Ya Allah. We are liars, Ya Allah. We lied, Ya Allah. Last year we promised you, my Allah. And the entire year, Ya Allah, we promised, Ya Allah. We made false promises. Malik e Kareem, hum to aajiz bande. Hum to kamzor hai, Ya Allah. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Our iman, Ya Allah. You know haqiqat, Ya Allah. We read about Ibn Masood, radiallahu ta'ala. Wo kaha, hum kaha. They were shining stars. Ab to zulumat mein hai. We have come with darkness, Ya Allah. But Malik e Kareem, Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that you remove people from darkness to your Nur. Take us out from the darkness, Ya Allah. Bring us to Nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts. Purify us, Ya Allah. Especially these brothers, Ya Allah, who have made a sacrifice, Ya Allah. They have not come for any reason. For any maqsad, Ya Allah. They are not getting any money here, Ya Allah. There are no gold coins being distributed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no person is any murid of mine, Ya Allah. No person has got any other taluk, Ya Allah. Eh Malik e Kareem. Ya Allah, with such a short announcement, Ya Allah. They have come, Ya Allah, so that you can forgive them. Ya Allah, we have assembled, Ya, only for this reason. Ya Allah, tu hame mujalla, musaffa, paak bana de. Hamari nigao ko paak farma. دل کو پاک صاف پر فرما یا اللہ our hearts have become so heavy Ya Allah, we recite Quran, but there is no effect, Ya Allah. Ahadith of Nabi Sallam, no effect, Ya Allah. Hum itne kamzor ban gaye. Ya Allah, sahaba would recite few ayats, cry the whole night. Wa in minkum illa waridha. Oh my Allah, Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu recited, wa in minkum illa waridha. That every person has to pass crosspool sirat. He cried so much, so much. His wife looked at him, she started crying, not knowing why husband is crying. All night they cried. Person like Umar radiallahu anhu, such a strong person. Three words, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And on the day of Qiyamah, when your nama ya amal, when your scrolls, when your registers will be open before you, you will see your result. Ya Allah. We recited tonight's verse, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا. On the day of Qiyamah, whatever wrongs they did in this world, everything will become apparent. Yet they tell us, we think we are doing good in this world. But don't make it happen in the day of Qiyamah, we become embarrassed. Hey, Malik, hey, Kareem, forgive us. You know if it is Laylatul Qadr tonight. It is so peaceful, Ya Allah. But we do not know, we cannot understand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Those who are present here, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home also, Ya Allah. All those who are even not here, Ya Allah. Every single ummati of yours. Wherever you may be. If he's committing guna at this moment, Ya Maliki Kareem. Through your fazal and karam, remove him. Pull him out of the haram, Ya Allah. Make him realize, Ya Allah. Every masjid, Ya Allah, mu'takifeen, hazrat, Ya Allah, forgive them. Programs are taking place, Ya Allah, in the Stanger Masjid, Ya Allah. In this Masjid, Ya Allah, in the entire Durban, Ya Allah. In the Transvaal, in the Cape, the entire country, the entire world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we require you, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja hame tera bana, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Help us, Ya Allah. We are so weak, Ya Allah. That little child, we have heard this example again and again. But we are children, Ya Allah. We are still children, Ya Allah. We behave like children, Ya Allah.